Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of Potstruck, and I'm your host, Shwini Poon. This is episode 408. I am joined, as always, by my co-host Prez, that is at underscore Presidente on Twitter slash X. Prez, how are you doing on this Friday morning?
I'm doing all right. Hanging in there. Kind of just waiting for the NBA season to resolve itself. The mystery seems to be gone at this point.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting close. We are inching our way towards a Celtics championship, which is really exciting.
And I got a buddy who's older than me, and he was like, I've seen one Celtics championship in my 39 years. And you know, when he phrased it like that, I was like, huh, Celtics fans talk way too much shit.
Wait, what did he say?
Well, he's 39, and the only chip he's seen is the...
I mean, they do the Yankees fan thing, but like the Yankees fan, I mean, we've seen five World Series in our lifetime, so
that's what I'm saying. So like, it's a little more arguable.
Like, we can talk a little bit more. Yeah, the Yankees fans can talk a little bit more shit than like than Celtics fans, but Celtics fans think.
Well, the other thing he said was, and he was like, you know, he's like, I've seen the Red Sox win way more than the Celtics, and I didn't even think of it that way, but it's true.
And the Patriots, all of them.
I mean, definitely the Patriots, yeah.
But, all right, well, enough of talking about Boston. We're not going to talk about Boston.
That's it.
we might talk a little bit about Boston, but we're not going to talk about them too much. Before we get started, I do have to make a few announcements. First, we have the Strickland has an Instagram. Check that out. That is at the Strickland on Instagram. We're posting all kinds of new content on there. The Strickland also has a YouTube channel where you may be watching this podcast. If you haven't done so already, please hit like, subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment. That'd be a huge help to us. The Strickland also has merch that you can find on our website at www.thestrick.land. There's a link that'll take you to the merchandise store. You can find all kinds of cool stuff on there. T-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it, we've got it. The Strickland also has a Patreon, which you can subscribe to. There are a number of different tiers. There's the $6 tier that gets you access to Pod Strickland, the podcast that I host every Friday with the Prez. You also get access to Takes Me Off as Bozos, our newest podcast that is hosted by Andrew Steele, a.k.a. Doug, along with Zach Blatter. And you get access to the Strickland Discord with conversation of stops. There for the tiers, there's a $9 tier that gets you access to Strickland Roll, my solo pod, where I rant and rave about things even more. You also get access to wonderful premium articles by Matthew Myrtle, one of the best in the business. And now you get access to Strickland NFL, which you guessed it is our podcast that is hosted by Constantine Matchgross and is about the NFL. There for the tiers, there's a $15 tier, $30 tier, $50 tier, and $100 tier. This comes with a variety of additional benefits, like listening on product recordings, merchandise discounts, and even potentially hosting a podcast alongside yours truly one day, whether you choose to subscribe or not. None of this would be possible without you. And none of this would be possible without BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads. While the games are being played, when the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. The game starts here. Well, as we said, the NBA Finals are... fast approaching a finale. And there's game four tonight. Celtics are up 3-0. They have a chance to close it out tonight on the road in Dallas. I suspect they won't, but we will see. Forgetting the Celtics of it all. The NBA draft is also approaching, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, Prez, but the NBA draft is approaching. There is a player who you talked about extensively this week on the Chucking Darts show with Chuck of Chucking Darts.
Might have been outside of our like insane Pod Strickland mock drafts, the thing I hate most about our traditions. I think that Chucking Darts pod was the longest podcast I've ever been on. And it was not even planned that way. We were just like, let's talk about a reasonable number of players, 4 to 5, and then like 200 minutes later.
And there you are. You talked extensively about one Bob Carrington. I'm assuming that not everybody that listens to this podcast will have listened to the Chucking Darts show, unfortunately. But Bob Carrington is what he's 6'5". He's a 6'5" guard.
He's 6'5" guard, 6'8" wingspan. Chuck did such a good job selling me that I immediately went and in the dead of night after we were done, I moved him up my board.
Well, now that you got the hard pitch from Chuck, and you moved him up your board, it is now time for you to pass on the hard pitch to the people that listen to Pod Strickland.
All right. Well, here's the pitch for Bob Carrington. Well, I guess for starters, like Schwinn said, he's a 6'5 combo guard. He's most frequently listed as a shooting guard because that's most frequently the position he played, but he's really a point guard as well. He gets a lot of pick and roll reps. He's looks like he's 12 years old. If you Google him, he's the youngest player in this draft. He will
Is his actual name Carlton.
Carlton Carrington.
That's ridiculous.
And he's the third Carlton Carrington of his line, as they would say in Westeros. And
third of his name.
Third of his name. There we go. Thank you. It's been a while, and I'm not ready yet for House of the Dragon as much as I should be. And I don't know, somewhere along the line, Bub stuck as a nickname. So
good, man. It beats Carlton.
It definitely beats Carlton. That's how you know somebody who gave him that name grew up in a different era.
Yeah.
They didn't expect.
No disrespect to Alfonso Ribeiro.
Never disrespect to Alfonso Ribeiro. Not on this podcast. We are people of culture here. So Bob Carrington is combo guard. He's 18 years old. He's going to be 18 at the draft. And I think he's going to be 18 on opening day. He's pretty young. Yeah, exactly. So he looks like you look at him and the first thing is like, oh, like he looks like a baby. He might not be done growing and certainly not be done filling out. He's skinny because he's an 18-year-old, but he doesn't look like a kid who's going to be skinny necessarily forever. The next thing that jumps out about him is pull-up shooting. That's his main thing. That's his like fastball. It's kind of crazy. His three-point percentage isn't great, but he took a lot of them. 11 threes per 100. He's not afraid to take pull-up threes. He's also not afraid to take pull-up twos. He shot more than most players in this class, and he hit 50% of them, which is kind of a insane batshit crazy number for a kid, for an 18-year-old. So immediately you're like, okay, this guy is 6'5". And is probably the best or one of the best pull-up mid-range shooters in the class. That's a number that will make you the best pull-up shooter in most classes, to be honest. For comparison, so people listening know, TJ McConnell, Andrew Nembhard, Cade Cunningham, these guys are all around 50% in the regular season on mid-range jumpers. Julius, when he had his magical three-point season and his We Here season, also around that number, 50%. So it's a really high number. If you dig under the hood of his three-point numbers, there is a little bit of reason to think that small sample size is the reason it was low. Like on synergy, on catch and shoot threes, he was like really good on guarded threes and shot randomly crappy on unguarded catch and shoot threes. So he's probably better than like 33% or whatever his percentage is. Mm. Anyway, the other gift he has that I mentioned before is his pick and roll play. He's like a maestro. He rates out really highly. He gets like over a point per possession on pick and rolls. And if you include assists, he actually grades out even better. He is, I think, I want to say in the 91st or 92nd percentile in terms of efficiency on pick and rolls, including assists, which for a freshman 18-year-old who is not considered a point guard is kind of crazy, right? So Now you're kind of seeing the vision where it's like, all right, you might have there's a non-outlier possibility that this kid could be a 6'5" NBA point guard who could pull up shoot from inside and outside the arc. That's something a lot of teams should be interested in. He didn't get to the rim at all. He didn't get to the line much. That's the biggest hole in his game on offense. As of now, Knicks fans may recall a similar set of skills upon entering the league for one Emmanuel Quickly, who, although IQ got to the line a ton through the dark arts, as some would say. But aside from that, he didn't really get to the rim. It was an elite pull-up shooter, combo guard who could probably play point guard. Very similar in that respect. Shorter, but similar wingspan. Bub doesn't have the defensive IQ that IQ has. He's not like horrible on defense. He's just like an 18-year-old who's skinny and doesn't really know what he's doing yet. So he's a really talented player, and some people like Chuck have him lotto. I don't have him quite lotto just because he athletically doesn't really have blow-by ability, and he's not like super above the rim or anything like that. So it just puts so much pressure on all his other skills, right? Like even Quickly with all his gifts had to be like a monster on defense to be like Quickly as we know him. So anyway, he's a good player, and the pull-up part especially, you know, you got to wonder if the Knicks are intrigued. They love a good pull-up shooter, so we'll see. He's been mocked on most mocks like to Cleveland at 20. So if the Knicks really wanted him, they maybe could probably go get him. There. He might. I mean, Cleveland needs scoring help, right? I mean, they need a lot of things. So
yeah, they need to figure out who their head coach is. That'd be the first thing.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwood1.
As for, like, I look, this is something we've talked about a lot. You mentioned he's, you know, very good in pick and rolls. He has the pull up shooting and all this stuff. You know, all that stuff is things that he's good at with the ball in his hands. And that's great. But as we have seen in with the Knicks and with many teams around the NBA, getting the latitude from your coach and the, you know, the green light to have the ability to run pick and rolls, to have the ball in your hands, to look to create, to have that freedom, is not easy. And it's definitely not easy when you're playing for Tom Thibodeau. Do you think that is, I mean, what does he have a skill set where even if he's not, if he doesn't have the ball a bunch in his hands, he can still be a potentially valuable player? Or is this a guy whose entire bet, the entire bet on him is what he can do with the ball in his hands? And the second part of that would be, if that is the case, that the entire bet with him is, you know, what he can do with the ball in his hands. One, do you think the Knicks would probably stick him in Westchester for the year? And two, do you think that would be complete? Would you be completely okay with that?
I think the question of how strong he is as an off-ball prospect probably depends who you ask. Like I said, he wasn't great on catch and shoot jumpers statistically, but that was probably because of some funny noise.
It's also like, it's 33 games in college. You can have a bad just 33 games. And
yeah, and also, like I mentioned, his three-point rate being 11 threes per 100. He shot 75 catch and shoot threes and 134 off the dribble threes. So his team also didn't really create many catch and shoot threes for him when he was off the ball. He's not a good cutter at all. He doesn't really have instincts for that. He didn't have the quickly Tyrese Maxey type of offense where they had to like run around in Kentucky off of curls like Rip Hamilton at UConn or anything like that. So in terms of just making catch and shoots, he'll probably be fine from day one. Maybe not amazing, but definitely not bad. And aside from that, he's not, I think he would have to learn a lot of the little things like when to lift up from the corner and when to cut and all that stuff. So it's interesting because that's the type of skill that is probably easier to develop with the big boys during blowouts in the NBA than it is in the G League, where he's good enough that if you put him in the G League to work on his on-ball skills, he can do that because he's loves being on the ball and he's good at it, right? So, like, he can definitely improve his. I wouldn't mind him being in Westchester for a year just because you would want him to just be the point guard, right? And, like, do that stuff at the NBA with the NBA three-point line and everything and practice driving. So I wouldn't mind it, given his age. I don't think he would be particularly helpful off ball for winning NBA games on day one.
Yeah. I'm not sure that that's, I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing for a
variety. It's not unusual.
It's not unusual. It's not bad because a lot of really good players start off being bad because that's how being a rookie works. And I think for the Knicks, specifically where they are now, I wonder if that would be something they're more open to because they already have or presumably will have a relatively full rotation of quality players. So for them, the immediate value now might not be as important as it was to their drafting methodology earlier in this regime's time. That being said, you know, there was a report that I think it might have been, I think it was from Katz maybe a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was Begley. I mean, I think it was Begley, actually.
It was Begley, yeah.
Yeah, about how they wanted to keep the picks this year because they thought in the Indiana series they saw how their depth wasn't quite deep enough to overcome that, and they thought the draft was a way to hopefully address that. So it'd be interesting to see how exactly they use those picks, because there's an argument for adding players that can help now, and that could be you use the pick in a trade, or you draft somebody who you think can contribute now. But there's also an argument for, hey, like, we need to just keep the pipeline rich, and if that means taking somebody who maybe can't contribute now but we think is going to be a really good contributor in year two or year three, that's an interesting kind of philosophical debate that they have to have internally. Personally, knowing nothing about this kid, sounds pretty cool. Sounds pretty interesting. Does sound like he profiles very similar to the way they like. And I also will say, if you are committed to having Jalen Brunson on your team for the foreseeable future, which the Knicks are, and you are looking for other avenues of shot creation, you know, and very specifically guys that can do that in lineups and rotations around Jalen Brunson, a 6'5 guard who may or, you know, who may have the frame to really fill out and be more of like a 6'4, 6'5, 210 type player, with that pick and roll ability, with that ability to shoot off the dribble, you could do worse. You could do definitely worse than that. There's another player I saw yesterday. That is the first time I'm hearing of his name. I don't even know what fucking school he plays for. Some bullshit school. I don't know. Isaiah Crawford? Is that his name? I think that's his name.
Yes, Isaiah Crawford. Louisiana Tech said bullshit school.
Yeah, there you go. Isaiah Crawford.
5 years at Louisiana Tech.
I'm just going to read out his numbers for this past season. He was 16.3 points per game, 6.2 rebounds, 2.4 assists. He's 6'6", 220. He's a pretty big guy. He was the Conference USA Player of the Year. He was Conference USA All-Defense. He was Conference USA Defensive Player of the Year. He shot 40.5% from the field, 41.4% from three, just under 73% from the line. He had a 58 true shooting on 25.5 usage. 54 effective field goal percentage. He is getting you last year. He averaged 2.1 steals per game and 1.7 blocks. Prez, why have I never heard of this person before, and why is he being mocked in many cases to not even be in the draft?
Because several reasons. Because he is a fifth-year senior at the Tech, playing in Conference USA.
But Conference USA isn't that bad. It's like an actual conference. Like, plenty of guys come from Conference USA.
Yeah, it's true. He's a fifth-year senior, although he's not as old as you would think for a fifth-year senior. He's 22. So he's basically like Obi-ish age in terms of like coming into the NBA.
Younger than Obi.
Slightly younger than Obi. And
younger than Chris Duarte, who the Knicks were.
I mean, everyone's younger than Chris Duarte.
He's turning 27. He's
That's
older
crazy,
than Dante.
Bro. That's crazy.
Just turned 27. He's older than Dante.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.